Every basketball fan knows the accomplishments of NBA Hall of Famer Bill Walton. Big Red played center for John Wooden's varsity teams for three seasons, from 1972 through 74, and was a three-time recipient of the NCAA Player of the Year award in those years. He was a member of two NCAA championship teams, compiling a record 88 consecutive game winning streak. Walton was the number one overall pick in the 1974 NBA draft by the Portland Trail Blazers and led them to a championship in 1977. 9 years later, he earned another championship title, this time with the Boston Celtics in 86. He was the NBA's most valuable player in 1978 and has all kinds of other accomplishments and awards. So when Bill Walton was in town for the Greater Cleveland Sports Awards in January 2008, I had to ask him about LeBron James, but I also had to ask him about Austin Carr, who along with his Notre Dame teammates played a big role in Walton's UCLA career. Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show.
I'm so happy for and proud of LeBron James, who represents all that's good in the world, not just of sports, but in life in general. And what he has done in terms of invigorating this community, instilling life and breath and hope and a sense of a chance on the Cavaliers, and to watch the way they play and the way it's just surging, and to think that he's only 23 years old. And I'm so happy for him and so excited, because the way he constantly encourages other people, the way he's such an example of hard work and responsibility and accountability and all the different things that go into making a great leader, he is the poster boy or the poster man for that. And so to see the way the Cavaliers are coming together as a squad right now, to see Zydrunas Ilgauskas, to see Drew Gooden, and one of my favorites, Anderson Varejão, to come back from one of the weirdest holdouts ever. I couldn't really understand that, but you know, he's now got his head on straight and he's working through it. And then to see the little guys, I love the little fast guys, and to see Booby Gibson and Damon Jones out there racing around and shooting up threes, it's just so much fun. And then to be in the queue when it's happening, boy, that's a special time.
You know, Austin Carr's probably here tonight. Do you still hold any grudges with any of the Digger Phelps players? Not grudges, really, but they started and stopped the streak.
Never against Austin. Never against the players. Digger Phelps is another story. Interestingly enough, playing for UCLA and John Wooden, in 4 years of being with Coach Wooden every day and all the games we played, Coach Wooden two times mentioned the other team and one other player. We lost both of those games. He mentioned Austin Carr and Notre Dame when we were freshmen, and then he mentioned David Thompson and North Carolina State when we were seniors. The only time in 4 years that he ever mentioned a single opponent or a single player, ever, because he only talked about us. That's how great Austin Carr was. And I was privileged to be in Kansas City this past November when Austin was enshrined into the new NABC Basketball Hall of Fame, College Basketball Hall of Fame. And he just gave such a wonderful speech. And Austin, you know, people who did not play in the ESPN era, they get overlooked because there's no footage, there was no coverage. But this guy, Austin Carr, can play. And what a beautiful shot. What a touch. But most importantly about Austin is that he has that spirit. He has a true soul of the type of man that you consider your brother. And we just love him so much. And we're so excited that he's now the broadcaster, because he just brings so much enthusiasm and insight and truth to the games. And so it's really, really good. And I love the way he gets on the guys who aren't trying very hard.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.